This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We gave this a quick nod yesterday that the Treasury Department has released the names of the companies that got Paycheck Protection Program loans of $150,000 or more. There are 660,000 of those companies in this economy, give or take, including some familiar names. You've heard about Yeezy, I'm sure, Kanye West's company getting between $2 and $5 million. TGI Fridays and P.F. Chang's are just a couple of the bigger names that got more than that. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra talked to some businesses you probably haven't heard of, though, to see what they did with the money.
When New York City locked down in March, Short Stories, a cocktail bar and restaurant, furloughed its entire staff of 15. Then it got a $90,000 PPP loan.
We brought back a bartender and we're hiring new bartenders. And we brought back our old porters and security people.
Ashwin Deshmukh is a partner at the restaurant. He says the loan money has allowed Short Stories to take some risks to make up for lost revenue.
We were open till 4 a.m. on the weekends before, and that was a decent amount of our weekly profit.
So the restaurant's trying things like cocktails and picnic baskets to go. If it weren't for PPP loans, some businesses might not have reopened at all.
And if we did reopen, I don't know that it would have been at the capacity that we have.
Mariel Arbuckle-Tarone is part owner of Left Coast Seafood, a casual dining restaurant in Venice, Florida.
It may have looked like us being open only 5 days a week, only being open for dinner versus lunch and dinner.
With the loan, the restaurant is open 7 days a week, and it's brought back 80% of its employees. She says the money is running out, and the restaurant might have to start laying people off again. These loans were not always easy to get. The first round of funding ran out in just under 2 weeks. Meanwhile, a lot of banks didn't really know what was going on. Sally J. Cram is a periodontist in Washington, D.C.
They didn't have all the information and were getting things that would change and require you to provide different documentation every day.
She says her practice's PPP loan of $116,000 has allowed her to bring back a dental assistant, two hygienists, two receptionists, and an accounting professional. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.